Welcome to Happy Neighbors. In this episode,
happy.
We've got Josh Phillips, co-owner of Penn High, where we're at right now. I'm with my good friend
Josh Campbell.
We've got Josh Phillips and
Jared Giddens.
I
did the pause effect like you did. Make sure it was really cool.
Yeah. Adds a little weight delay to it, huh? All right, guys. Good to be here. This is a cool place. Have y'all ever been here?
This is my second time.
Your second time? Yeah. You've been here a lot.
I appreciate it,
Man, this is great.
He's been here more than all of us.
We built it out. Yeah. So I built this bar, too, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know. You were a craftsman? Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I got a basement that needs a cool little bar. Well, come
Rates keep going up. We will.
So, got to find some side work to do to be like, become a craftsman.
We are at Penn High. Josh, kind of tell us where we are in Coleman.
So it's the Klein Building.
Which
I just tell everybody, hey, you know where Tzatziki's at. Everybody knows where Tzatziki's
at. Where Tzatziki's is.
Yeah. We're
in
the bottom floor. Yeah, bottom floor. Like, right by the bathroom.
Yeah. Okay.
When you walk in, you have to kind of look. It's kind of a speakeasy feel. You know, there's no big signs. No, you have to know where you're going to get here.
Gotcha. Is it called a gentleman's club? Or is
that's not what we're going for, Michael. That's a different thing. I knew you when we were younger, and I know you were raised very naive, but no.
There's no poles. Not the right term.
There's
is
no
it?
Poles in here. Okay.
But it feels very gentlemanly.
Wives should feel very comfortable with their husbands being able to come.
Gotcha. Yeah. But that's not it.
It's more of a speakeasy feel. Like you see in the lighting. It's a golf club. We got two simulators. We have some poker nights. If anybody wants to bet on football squares, we've got two big screen TVs. We got shuffleboard. It was close, near and dear to my heart. You know, like I remember right out of college, you know, you'd like have a couple of drinks and your buddies would sit over there for like hours just throwing pucks back and forth.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just a cool place. And as a business person, my friend and I, my co-owner Bryant, we were talking one day and we're like, you know, it just, in our world, say Jared's a realtor. I'm like, hey, Jared, you know, like, let's go have lunch. And after 15 years of doing that and having a billion lunches, it's like, what if we could do something cool?
Okay. Yeah. So it sort of solves that problem of where, let's go meet, let's talk,
so
let's hang out.
Josh is a member here. I mean, he can be like, hey, Mike, let's go hit some golf balls, talk about a little real estate. It's just more of a... And that's what a lot of people do who are business people, sales professionals.
Gotcha.
A lot of members are. And then some guys are just golf advocates. You know, they just love coming in here and playing, or maybe they just love coming out and playing poker. I don't know. You know, there's a few things you can offer. But
so immediately when you come in, you see the big, do you call it a golf simulator?
The two golf simulators.
Yeah. Man, I'm not a golfer, but it looks awesome.
Yeah. I wasn't, I mean, that's what I was telling Jared. I was like, man, I probably, before we opened this place, I was a 100, 110 golfer, which for the non-golfers watching, that's not real good. The course is 72. The course is 72 strokes, which means I'm taking a lot longer than par, you know, to get there. And after playing here, you know, it's like 15, 20 strokes.
So this translates.
It really
does.
Being
here with this translates to going on the course.
Yeah.
Think about how hot it is, too. Like, I mean, if it's 100 degrees outside and you just don't want to go get sweaty
cold,
and nasty.
Cold and
or
wet.
Cold and wet.
It's funny. Yeah. You know, when you become a member, you get updates on GroupMe. So you become part of that crew, and we'll always be like, when it's, you know, 40 degrees and like raining with that awful cold, you'd be like, hey, great day for some indoor golf.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can play, how many different courses can you play? Right.
40.
40.
Yeah. And we're going to increase that at the beginning of the year.
That'd be cool.
Turn them up. Yep.
So you can play those famous courses.
Pebble Beach. Yeah.
Oh, so they're like recreations of the.
Yeah.
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 They're real deal.
Do you have Augusta?
Check out the
We don't have Augusta.
Yeah. I need to. That's pretty cool.
I don't think I want to play Augusta.
We filmed. Have you ever been there?
No.
I've been there once.
Yeah. You're special, though.
Yeah, I know. I got lucky.
You have to be special to go there. So.
It just turned out.
Like, just get back in the truck.
It was a lucky coincidence that one of our material suppliers back when we had the construction company, their big vendor, the guy, it was actually a neat story. Back when Augusta first opened, he was a caddy. and they didn't pay caddies back then. And this is before Augusta got big. So what they did is they gave all their caddy free memberships.
Wow.
So he's had a membership from the beginning and never had to pay for it as part of their incredible. When he was younger. But now, like, I mean. I
wonder what the membership
fees.
50, 75, 100.
Yeah, but it's so hard to get in. It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, it's near impossible to become a member. And they don't get to play there much. Everyone thinks that members play there. They only have a short windows that they can play after the Masters and before.
God. I didn't know that.
Because the rest of the time, like the money's spent getting that place. Yeah, it's actually that way. I mean,
can I get a tee time for 2025?
No, I'm more of a waste management kind of guy. Yeah. You know, like that's the times that I've gone to a PGA Tour event or whatever event it's called. It was the waste management out in Scottsdale, and it was, don't get me wrong, it was a lot of fun. And it was really cool getting to see, like, Phil. I was there the year Phil Mickelson chipped it in from however far on 18. I was like,
yeah,
right there, you know? He goes, pull the pin. And I'm like, I, again, not a golf guy, especially 10 years ago. I was like, what's that mean?
Josh, you lived out in Arizona?
So he got a grenade.
So you've been.
He said he means he thinks he's going to make it. And I was like, wow, that's confident. And then, he dunked it. Yeah. So I lived out in Arizona for 6 years.
So when were you were out there? How long ago?
Oh, I came back home in 2014.
2014. So you've been back for 10 years.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
Been a little bit.
I didn't know you left.
Y'all are older than me, so. Yeah. I was going to say we're getting old, but y'all are already there. So.
Yeah.
I know. I'm watching everybody celebrate their 40th on Facebook and talking about it, and I was like, I already passed that number.
I'm turning 40 within 30 days.
Yeah. See what I'm talking about?
There you go.
Hey, and, you know, that actually brings me to the thing. We all kind of we grew up together, and, you know, you guys were seniors when I was a freshman.
Okay.
And just one of my fondest things, one of the things about Michael, and I'll talk a little bit about him.
Michael.
No.
We flipped like this interview around.
No, so when...
You're in trouble.
Man, I'm sweating a little bit.
Every time I see Michael, like, even if it's like 2 years or 10 years, he always greets me with like the biggest smile, like the most welcoming. He is. He's that guy. You're like, God, it's good to see. It's one of those guys that's good to see every time you see him.
I appreciate that. And but maybe I'm just happy to see you too, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's it. And when we're both ways, my fond memory for Michael was, do you remember the mission trip we took to
Dolphin Island?
I was a freshman. Man. He was a senior. Yeah. Big deal. He was a senior. And we went down there, and I was just figuring out guitar, and Michael's, I don't know if y'all have ever heard him play guitar, but he's absolutely,
it was
master.
A long time
it's a master
ago.
Class. Yeah. And he taught me how to play Satellite by
no
Dave
kidding.
Matthews. Yeah.
Huh.
And I, to this day, I was like, God.
You don't even remember that?
I remember being down there. I remember us playing guitar. I don't remember that specific, but.
Yeah. Well, it was more impactful for me. I mean, you taught, as like Michael
said. He was a freshman.
Oh, yeah, man. I was a young guy.
I'm glad that turned out to be good.
I also have a story for Jared Giddens that I always tell too.
We don't tell no stories about me.
Actually, this is pretty.
This is bad.
Pretty innocent, but it will be funny for you. Do you remember the indoor state track meet we went to when I was a freshman
at Prattville?
You see that?
This could go anywhere.
No,
I'm sitting there thinking about it right now.
He's
in my head.
Rolling. He's like, wow.
So Jared was a sprinter, just like I was a sprinter, and coach, you know, had me come up as a freshman and run with the varsity. And it was getting towards the end of the day, and Jared's big thing, the thing that he wanted to make sure he won, was the 4x4.
No, I didn't.
No, I'm sorry. You're the 400. So, the 400.
No, I didn't.
Or
run the
100.
300.
So anyway, we get to run the 4x4, which means there's four guys.
I never wanted to do it.
Oh, I know.
Coach Calvert always made me do it.
We're getting there. We're getting there, Jared.
Oh, God.
So he comes up for me, again, senior, freshman, and he goes, hey, you're going to run the anchor. That's the big deal.
Yeah.
Right? Like you're the guy that's going to pull
the guy.
Out. He said, I'm going to run third leg. If we got a shot, I'm going to run it. If we don't have a shot, I'm just going to kind of peel back, and I'm going to make sure I win my event.
Oh, hey, listen. You're going to sandbag it?
I hate it 4x4.
Listen, he's fast, so this is just speaking to his level of effort on this race. When he hands me the baton, everybody's off the track.
Wow.
In indoor track, a 400 is what, four laps?
Yeah.
I did four laps by myself.
Hey, did you walk, Jared? What happened there?
Listen. And at this point, I'm literally just like, I'm jogging.
And everybody's done.
And everybody, like, it was so bad. Everybody felt so bad. They're like,
God, love it.
Hey, remember, so he can't blame just me. There's four of us that have to do it, okay? I was number three, and by that time, I was like, I'm out. Yeah. We did, you know, indoor was different than outdoor.
It was.
Some of us didn't do this the whole time. Indoor that did outdoor.
Yeah.
So it was just a different team.
Yeah.
But man, some of those guys we ran against were cooking.
Yeah.
I mean, cooking.
Indoor, and I'm like, you're like running on a NASCAR. You're running on like a NASCAR track. you're like angled like this the whole way.
It is boards. Wow. It is wooden.
Yeah.
And it's
you'd have to run a certain speed though so that you don't continue.
Yeah.
You would think. You would think. I just made it down to the bottom and I
just like I'm out.
Yeah, okay.
But see, that was we can always blame that on Coach Calvert because he used to do that to us like at the end of track meets. So 4x4 was always the last event. For most, like for regular track meets,
it may have been a 4x2 also.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't remember the event.
Coach Calvert would go down and he'd be like, "Okay, we're not going to win this track meet if we don't win the 4x4." And me and Chad Johnson, all of us, were like, "Ah, we don't want to run because I just ran the 300 hurdles right before that, so I was usually tired."
Now, Chad was fast too.
And usually I would start and he would end.
Gotcha.
So we were sitting there, and Coach Calvert would do that, and we'd end up winning the 4x4, and Coach Calvert goes, I was lying to y'all. Y'all already had to track me. And I was like, and the worst was in sectionals when he would do it to us, because when we won, we qualify for state.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just humiliating when you ran against the Blount County guys that lapped you almost.
Yeah.
I mean, those guys were like breaking state records in 4x4 every year. And it was like, that's not fun.
Josh, what's the last concert you went to?
Oh, man, I'm not a concert guy.
You don't get out
actually,
a lot of concerts?
I can tell you this, because my wife is a concert person.
Yeah.
I don't like going to Walmart.
Oh, you know, yeah.
I'm not a crowd person. Y'all are talking about Oktoberfest, and I'm like, man, I'd love to go if there's nobody there.
Oh, you know? Man.
That'd be great.
You don't do the crowds.
I don't like the crowds, but Orion in Huntsville.
Yes.
If you've ever been there, man, I loved that.
I did too.
Because, like, you're not on top of each other. The rows are, you know, you're not, like, sweaty in a mosh pit.
You got room to breathe.
It's really like an adult thing. I went and saw Chris Stapleton.
Oh, okay, great.
It was fantastic.
Yeah. Was that pretty recent? It's been about a year or so?
Maybe a year or two ago.
Yeah. And I like the Orion, too.
Yeah.
If you hadn't been, that's...
Been there three times.
Have you been, Josh?
No.
You hadn't been yet, man. Give it a go.
We stay on the mountain out in Brushy Pond.
Yeah.
That's where a concert is with the radio on.
Yeah, that's it.
I feel you, man.
Bonfire.
Yeah, we went for the first time, I think about a year ago, too, and tried it out. And we even said, man, even if you didn't know who was playing, if you just got a junk ticket at the back or something, it would still be fun.
Exactly.
Yeah. That kind of cool thing. All right. What's the last thing you remember dressing up as for Halloween, Josh?
Oh, I went as Rip. Last year.
Oh, Yellowstone.
Yeah.
I can see that.
We went as Rip and Beth. Yeah.
Okay.
Dyed the beard a little bit more black.
Oh, yeah.
I got a picture for you. It's a good one.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, oh, okay. Kind of pull that off. I'm like, yeah. All right.
Did you get the jacket and everything?
Oh, yeah.
And,
I got the Yellowstone.
I got to see this.
I still got it.
Bryant dressed up too, didn't he?
Yeah. Bryant was, who's Kevin Costner play?
Dances with Wolves.
No, the head guy.
Dances with Wolves. He was the dad of Yellowstone. Oh, gotcha.
I forgot.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. See, so we got a lot of fans of Yellowstone. No.
I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Have you not?
I've
seen it a little bit.
Watch TV.
I've seen a couple of seasons.
Yeah, every time a season comes out,
I'm grounded.
What are they up to? Like season six? Five? Six?
I think.
Yeah.
Five,
I think we see
it. How many more seasons do you think they'll go, though?
I think they're wrapping it up.
Wrapping it up.
Yeah.
Because I've noticed the good shows do 6 to 7 seasons.
Yeah. Hmm. There's a new one.
He's not an NCIS fan.
No, I'm not. Like, don't get me started on something.
Yeah.
Or that Law and Order.
Law and Order.
Let's binge watch Law and Order from now until the day you die.
Yeah.
How many episodes?
Oh, man.
It's like binge watching The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're still going, too.
I think there's like 800 and something episodes of The Simpsons.
That's fantastic. What was the cartoon one with Cartman?
Oh, South Park.
Still going.
I binge watch that
still
all the time.
Going. Yeah.
I love it. I'm ready for the new
season. Griffith had the record for a while, didn't he?
Yes. Oh, they had a lot of episodes.
No. I Love Lucy was
the
one that was there for a while.
Andy Griffith is so much better than I Love.
You know what, though? I'm more of a Matlock
not
fan.
Not much competition.
Yeah, I could get into some Matlock.
Or MASH.
Yeah. Josh Campbell, what's the last thing you dressed up as? Do you remember?
I don't.
Has it been a while?
Golly. Oh, I dressed up as the Scarecrow.
Wizard of Oz?
Yep.
Did y'all do a family thing?
It like was. Everybody? Yeah. It was.
Okay. And you got the Scarecrow? That's what you drew?
The, yeah. They were like,
you could be the lion or something.
Right. Is that the one that says, if I only had a brain?
Yeah. If I only had a brain.
Just making sense.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
I should have been the Tin Man. I don't have a heart. Yeah. That's what I was told.
No, oh, that sounds about right.
I think you guys just settled this. All four of us, we can dress up, man. You gotta be Dorothy, though. Oh, he'd be the lion.
Okay.
I'm the Scarecrow. Right. He doesn't have a heart.
That's pretty good. All right. Jared, I remember seeing you as something recently.
You already asked.
Yeah, that last time? Just tell us.
Yeah, I dressed up as, oh my gosh, Uncle...
Cousin Eddie.
Cousin Eddie.
Cousin Eddie. From Christmas Vacation.
From Christmas Vacation. I had the hat on and the fake cigar in my mouth.
The floppy ear hat.
The floppy ear hat and everything.
Did you drag around the RV septic hose?
No, I did not do that part. Awesome. I didn't do that part, but I had everything else.
That
I
bought it.
The robe? Yes, I got the robe. Yeah, I still got it all. It's all sitting at the house. That's my. Oh. It's pretty funny. I actually bought it for Christmas. I didn't buy it for Halloween. So I bought it for Christmas because I don't know. That's it's going Christmas movie.
So, that would be good.
And I bought that, and I bought the Grinch outfit.
That's awesome.
And I scared our youngest one just because it was fun. She was three at the time, three and a half. And I came in there as the Grinch, and she ran.
I would, too.
I would, too. Like, themed things here? Or is that a different kind of, like, an event, like a Halloween thing for members? Or
so, we have, you can have a private event here.
Oh, okay.
We do rent out for 3 or 4 hours, but...
Now, is that for members only, or anybody can rent?
No, it can be open up. You know, we try to screen it, make sure. You know, it's not going to be a house party or something. And usually like off prime hours, because we won't, you know, part of being a member is you have access 24/7.
Yeah. 24/7. So it doesn't close.
That's what that code is on the door.
So anybody can come in. If you're a member,
so what's the code?
If it's 2 a.m. somebody can come in and hang out.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's handy. I'd like that.
Golf 24/7.
Yeah. I'd like that. Jared and I had a kind of an office like that in Huntsville. And I'd never had anything like that. So that it was neat to just have that space.
Yeah, just somewhere
to go. I could see that in Coleman being.
Yeah.
Especially when I was in Huntsville all the time. It's nice to be able to leave that house and...
To drive and you go somewhere to...
Sit in another place that's quiet with nobody around.
Right. Yeah. All right. Great. Are you a big wings fan? Do you eat wings?
I love wings, yeah.
Are you a spicy guy?
I do like wings.
I mean,
how spicy?
I'm not going to say... connoisseur.
Okay. You're a wing guy.
But I like wings.
Yeah.
Remember when they used to have the wing competition? Do they still do that?
Where at?
They had it downtown. It was where, I guess.
That was
where
when they did the Cluckin' Brew.
The Cluckin' Brew. Yeah. Do they not do that no more?
They don't do it anymore.
But they had the wing contest. That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. I like that.
That's something we need to do, because I'm going to tell you, the guys at Moe's always won it.
At the wing competition,
yeah. But I think I can give him a run for the money now.
All right, Josh Phillips, where's the best wings in town then?
I mean, it's hard to get away from a Downtown Grill.
Downtown Grill,
yeah. And we've got
that crisp.
We've got them nailed in pretty good at home too.
You know? You do them yourself?
Oh yeah, we smoke some wings.
Smoke them?
Yes.
What kind of smoker do you have?
Traeger.
Oh, yeah. The pellet.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Lazy man.
No, I got an electric smoker, so you know, man.
So do you smoke yours the whole time? Like, I only smoke mine for like a couple of hours on low heat. Get the flavor.
I can't give it.
And then bake it or grill them off. Or,
well, you got a secret recipe over there.
Really?
I might go public. I don't know.
You're not sharing this, huh?
Okay. No, it's 225, couple hours, and you're done on the Traeger. So.
So, but that's what I'm saying. You just do just smoke to cook them all.
Yeah.
So I just do a little smoke.
Where do you source your chicken? Where do you get your chicken from?
Josh's house.
There's an alley back over here you can go.
Raising chickens?
Hey, y'all leave me out of this.
Wait, is this for real?
We got a couple of houses out there.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I didn't know this about you. Wings.
I mean, I like all kinds of food. We can talk about
food. But wings are big,
though.
I like wings. They got, you know, Johnny's does their seasonal wings. We gave Josh a hard time. Josh Wiggins.
I got him the other day.
Wait, Johnny's has wings?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes, I did not know that.
Yeah,
and I ordered them that weekend, and they're good.
Yeah,
it's the last episode.
Yeah, Johnny's does everything pretty good. So
Yeah, give them a try.
Yeah. And I'm not knocking Buffalo Wild Wings. We eat there.
Yeah.
every
once a week.
Yeah.
Maybe once every 2 weeks.
I like, you know, what I like about
have you had Hank's?
Is the variety. I have a lot of flavors. Wings.
Their wings are good. Hank's wings. The only thing is they don't have a lot of sauces. I wish they'd do more sauces.
I did have their wings. Remember that meeting we had?
Yep.
I did. They were good.
They do.
I had the
good
wings in the salad.
Actually went there to have the meeting about the upcoming event.
That's right.
About to hold.
Yeah, we're doing a...
Hold on. Tell us about this, Josh. Get in here and tell us this.
Now you're going to talk. Get into the mic.
There you go. October the 18th, we're having our rooftop here at the Klein Building in Penn High. It'll be the rendezvous.
The real estate rendezvous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is this? What is it about?
So it is basically an event to bring in anybody and everybody that is remotely involved with real estate, from people who have gutter companies.
So anybody's welcome.
Real estate. Oh, yeah. Real estate agents. Attorneys.
Interior designers.
So
interior
home inspectors. Any connection to
furniture.
What about web designers?
Heck yeah, man. We got websites, right?
Digital,
I'll sneak in here.
All are welcome. But cool. It's great for realtors.
Do the, what is it? The drone guy.
Oh, yeah. Drone photography and stuff. Yeah.
So the idea is to let them network. You know?
Okay. Yeah.
Just bring them here, let them network. Like the drone guy, he picked up business with some of the real estate agents and home inspectors, got to meet other folks and...
Now, tell me again. I'm terrible with dates. October 18th, did you say? Mm-hmm. All right. And it's going to be at Penn High.
It's actually going to be rooftop.
Rooftop.
Same building. Third floor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Klein Building, rooftop.
I mean, if somebody wants to come down and see Penn High, that's what we did last time.
I gotcha. But the event is up top, upstairs.
Yep.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Very cool. Have y'all done this before?
We try to do it every
3 times, 4 times.
4 months or so.
Oh, okay, so this is like a quarterly kind of thing?
Gotcha.
That's the idea.
Have you had a lot of people show up?
Yeah,
a bunch.
Big event.
And a lot that's interesting.
It's good to see. It's fun.
When I first got out of college, me and Matt Welch started a home inspection thing. Mm-hmm. And it was rough getting in with realtors and getting your name out. See, that's kind of nice. Having an event where you can go meet people and literally give cards and get to know people.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Well, we had a young guy that came in He told us that his superior called him and said, hey, clear your schedule for such and such a date. He said, you're going to this event. And he didn't even know what it was. But he told his mom, knew his mom, and he came and he was able to meet folks, network, hit a couple
Sounds
of golf
fun.
Balls.
Okay. All right. So it's kind of a meet and greet networking.
Yeah. Our business is all about relationships, man.
Yeah. Okay. So.
You gotta do that kind of stuff.
You're gonna be a DJ or anything? Or?
are you offering?
Hey,
come on.
Look, I've been thinking about
it. You just bust
it.
Out the guitar and just
play satellite.
We got a musician.
That's
a
tough one. There you go. Yeah. That's it. You sing, you play.
There you go.
We'll eat both of those up to Michael.
No, yeah, I've been thinking about getting in a little bit, so just consider it, you know? Just a little DJ in the corner.
Scratching.
Little...
Chill, you play
Naughty by Nature, Hip Hop Array, and everybody.
I don't think that's really. There's not a
I think
lot of
most
that.
Of, every time I see them, they're like,
yeah.
Now they push buttons.
That's what I'm saying.
But a lot
Michael
of
was doing it. This. I'm like, he might
very
be out of date, man.
Intent knob turning. Yeah. Too.
What do they call it when like they'll start out with the like a chord, and they record it, then they do another chord, they loop them in.
Oh, have you ever seen that a lot? Yeah, like a one-man kind of situation.
I forgot who we went and saw. He was actually at one time a famous country singer, but he played in Decatur, and we went and watched him, and he was doing all that.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. Like, the song, the quality of the music was awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, it is. And it's pretty talented to keep up with all those loops. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had like 4 or 5, and he's got his feet moving around like he's a... drummer, you know.
I bet it's easier than keeping pedals. A band together, though.
Yeah,
you're probably
you're
getting
an argument with yourself.
You're off key.
Can't really blame the bassist on that
can you? You look at your foot and it's like, hey, look, we need to talk.
That's pretty good. All right, Josh Phillips, it's football season. Do you do anything, any game day tradition? Do you do much?
Yeah. We chase kids, man.
Yeah.
You know, we got little
you
kids.
Got quite a few.
Yeah, I know. We got
you
four.
You got four kids, so that's a handful, I'm sure. So on the weekends, you're running around with kids.
Noah plays Mondays, Isaac plays Thursday, got practice Tuesday and Thursday for Lily and Grant, and then you play Friday, like tonight. Noah's dressing out as a freshman.
So okay.
He's got that.
Is that a home game tonight?
It what is. It? Yeah. Okay. It's Hartsell. It's going to be tough.
Oh, it'll be a big game.
Yeah, there's some big dudes on Hartsell's team. I feel really bad for Coleman.
Yeah, they're good. They're good.
Yeah, and then Saturday, you know, Grant plays in the youth league. So we're...
Man, you're nonstop.
We burn it up, buddy. Hey, I was telling Josh about Carline. I took that picture at 7:05. And you know, he did his Carline videos.
Are you starting back?
No.
They're bus riders.
We're on the bus.
I'm not doing that no more.
He did his time. He's like, y'all got the bus.
Oh Lord.
But I told him, since he does all the video stuff, I was like, hey man, you need to just come ride around with me.
Yeah.
We're going to go and lay out. We've been looking at Google Maps and laying out the proper way to get there and get him in first place. So man,
you got
to
get there. We're like going to be strategic, apparently.
They don't first even... place is hard.
So
the
hard.
The first step is to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I'm about to say.
Hey, so it's funny. Lily was in the truck with me when I was sending that stuff. I was like, I'm, you know, talking to Josh, telling her, you know, we're in 11th. And we got here at 7:05.
What are they doing?
They're just sitting there. I don't know. That's what I think. What I'm like, what do y'all got time to do?
Yeah.
But Lily
east,
asked me.
West, we're
all over.
Primary. Four schools. I go school. I go to four schools.
So age-wise, you've got four.
I've got ninth
grade. Four lines to get in.
I've got seventh grade. I've got
high school, middle school.
Third grade, which is the east. And I have second grade, which is primary.
And primary.
Yeah.
You.
So I was like, Josh, you come on, Bubba. Four. Let's go.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
I hit three.
Yeah. So that's what's fun. I have to
actually
start
I don't
early.
Hit three. I only hit one now because I've got a driver. So
yeah,
I let the driver
I know, right?
Take
I got
the
a couple more years.
I'm getting anxiety just thinking about having to go to four schools.
That's funny.
You know what I've learned? Just go at the very end of the day. Like at the end of the hour.
Drop them off
like
at the end of the day?
Yeah. No, I mean like the end of the hour. Right before first period. Like wait till the last second and just tell them to run. Be like, just run. Just go. Because if not, you got to wait. I hate the lines.
Yeah.
And the primary school's the worst. Nothing against it. They've done everything they can to make it flow, but it's an...
This is why they need me in their car line, because then we would be singing Neil Diamond.
It's more fun. It's more fun. That's what you can do. Just take you some you speakers, put them on the back, and get your karaoke machine and...
So
what gets me? Oh, go ahead, Josh.
No, you're fine. I was just going to tell a quick story. My daughter goes to Kids for Christ, which is at 7:15.
Yeah, okay.
Which actually makes it a lot easier because it kind of breaks it up.
Yeah.
And I took her 2 weeks ago, and I didn't know that Kids for Christ didn't start until October.
Okay.
So I'm going through the line. The gate was open. They have those security gates. Yeah. I was like, I just followed somebody in. It was a teacher. I thought I was going to the thing. Anyway, I get up there. There's nobody up there. Three teachers are coming up to me and like,
what's this guy doing?
I was like, I'm an idiot. Sorry. So to bring that back, when I was talking to you and being like, yeah, we're in 11th. Sorry. We'll never get to first. Don't worry about it. And we got off the phone and Lily goes, Daddy, we were first like 2 weeks ago. I was like, we can't do that every week, baby. That was kind of cheating.
Yeah.
They didn't even have the gates open.
Yeah. You get in kind of a groove in Carline by the middle of the year, right? Everybody kind of knows their things. I will say they've done a better job at primary, because at one time at primary,
it's the new road.
Well,
right?
And
there's a new class in there, too.
Yeah. And the way they've orchestrated going in and out, they've changed everything to back when at one point it would go down Stadium Drive. And then turn in both directions.
You'd
and all the way
you'd
the
be
line
up
was
to the middle
two
school.
Miles. Yeah.
You'd be backed up to the middle school and up the hill.
No yes. Listen. Towards the old hospital.
Yeah.
The line would be
that's
that
not
long.
Listen,
I used to do, but I had a little trick to that. And you could go down one of the middle lines and park. And if you parked, you could walk your child across. Yeah. And so I skipped it every time by having him have to get out and walk. So
I like your story about tell your story real quick about tailgating somebody.
No.
On the way to Carline.
No.
That means you should.
This is not. Okay.
So I'm gonna tell it and you can correct me. So
no, we're trying to yelling. Forget this, Josh.
He's yelling at this guy.
A blemish on my record.
So much more therapy now.
Oh, this is bad.
Yelling and waving his hands at this guy.
Yeah.
It turns out they're going to the same place. Yeah. And they're both late. And so they both have to go and take their kids in.
Yeah, this is bad. When you had to, if you're late, you got to go in and sign the thing. Yeah, it was really bad, and then it turned out it was a business owner that we frequent a lot, and so then that got awkward. And it wasn't a guy; it was a woman.
I'm sorry.
It gets worse and worse.
Yeah. Screaming at some road rage there.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, more gestures than screaming, but it was bad. It was because here's the thing: we had never was late. Never for years and years. Never was late. And then we saw the train coming.
And the train's always coming.
You know, she had plenty of time. And, but anyway.
So what do y'all think about the silent locations in Coleman now? Because at the crossings now.
Oh, yeah.
No, they've almost got it where they don't have to blow the horn. Right. Now, I live close to one of them now, and it's been great.
So you notice it. You really notice.
Like, I notice now when they do blow it because it don't happen as often.
Yeah.
But it was what was just funny is they just started that, and then that guy got hit by the train. And everybody was
in
like,
in town?
Yeah. Some guy got hit by the train.
I didn't hear about this.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
Lord help with everything going on in the world.
I think he was chasing a dog or something.
Oh, he wasn't even in a car.
No.
How do you? Never mind.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's right when, they stopped blowing the horn.
Yeah.
It's coming around the bend.
Dude, I can hear that train coming around the bend. All
I ain't seen the
shaking
sunshine.
The house. It's like,
They haven't seen the train. They haven't fixed that over by gate where Impact is. I was outside on the phone the other day and he laid down
so
on that horn.
Okay, so the one near the Walgreens is not there yet.
Yep.
They haven't finished it to make it silent. So I can hear, I'm at the next one on 9th Street. So I can hear that one from the distance. And then they don't blow as much at my house anymore, which is nice because at 6:30 in the morning or 5 in the morning, not waking you up.
True that.
Yeah, okay.
Michael's like, that was a boring segment.
You're gonna edit that out.
Who cares about the train's not going to work?
No, first of all, we both live in the county. We're like,
I can't hear it from Brushy Pines. You talk about all these city problems.
So apparently, some guy got hit by a train, Josh. We don't even have those.
Train? What is that?
We stayed up late shooting coyotes last night.
You got any chickens left?
Eating all our cat food.
Josh, you mentioned Yellowstone. Do y'all stream?
Oh, yeah.
Anything you're watching lately? Anything?
Gosh, I don't know.
There's a lot of new shows out. Yeah. It seems like they got some new things coming out.
I love movies. You know, my big thing are movies. I'm trying to think.
What's the last movie you saw?
I don't know.
I just watched Inside Out, too.
I
watch a lot of kids.
It just came on Disney Plus, so I had to watch it with the little kids. They wanted to watch it. So,
do you watch a lot? Probably the Emoji Movie, like two nights ago.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one.
It's on Netflix right now.
That's what I'm saying. I can't tell you the last one I watched because I've watched that one 30 times.
30 times.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Good one. Rebel Ridge was pretty good.
Rebel Ridge.
It was about the retired Marine that was going through town, and these cops kind of rough him up and take his money, and it's a whole.
It's kind of like a Rambo.
I haven't watched that
situation.
It is
similar.
Yeah, he's one versus the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah,
okay. Netflix.
Yep. Do you do Seinfeld or Friends? Or either
both.
You both.
Yeah,
you're a fan.
We grew up watching them. So
yeah.
Danielle's a big Friends watcher. You know, but I don't know.
You take either one.
TV's fine for me. You know, it's on. I've got ADHD. It can be playing.
You're like, you're like me.
So you have multiple things going on. It's preferable for a TV to be on and me be working.
That's how I am. Why is that? What helps you just focus?
Yeah.
That helps you focus.
If you're ADHD, it actually does.
I can answer that too.
Or a podcast.
Because when I started working with him, I was like, I met my match. I do the same thing. I'll have YouTube pulled up
Yep.
and be reading something else. and typing and doing answering an email.
I was the guy, like, if you had me read like one of those chapter books we had to do, I would read the same page like 8 times, and I'm like, I have no idea what it says. Oh, you know, it's pretty miserable. But like audiobooks are great.
Do you do a lot of book on tape and audiobooks?
I love the audiobooks. So
anything lately?
I just started. I'm getting a phone call. Jay Weatherly's calling me.
Go ahead and answer.
Hey Jay. No, y'all keep going. I want to tell you the name of this book though, because it started off really good.
Yeah, I've been reading a lot of these Warhammer books. I don't know if you've seen this, but yeah, Warhammer? I know, right? I said the same thing, but somebody was like, "You should really try it
or something like that."
It's in that vein. Oh, but if you go to some of these gamer stores in town, the one up on 157, I don't know if y'all know it. It's called Gamer Geeks, but you can go back there and they have these big tables where people you paint and build these kind of model armies and stuff, and people, it's this whole thing. It's pretty cool. But they've got some books.
Where'd you go again?
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, it's neat.
Where's it?
It's
at?
Up. Do you know where? It's up by Buena Vista on 157, over by the interstate.
Oh, in that new shopping center.
Shopping center. Yeah. It's a cool place, though. If you ever, you know, check it out, take your kids there. It's pretty neat. But they have the whole setups with like their little mech guys and the tanks and my these army
love
things.
That.
Yeah.
I go there up there often. That's where I get my pedicure in the nail salon place.
You
next door.
Do? You yes. get a pedicure?
You darn straight.
Really?
I love getting my feet rubbed.
Are there really health benefits to all that stuff?
No, it's just that's the only person who rubs my feet is pedicure people.
No kidding. Is that the place to go?
I like it. Like, they do a good job.
They only touch me if I pay them.
How often do you go?
It's actually kind of funny because Andrea told me last night, she was like,
"It's time.
Your nails are long. You need to go." I'm like, I try to go maybe once every 2 months.
You don't tell her that though, right?
No, she knows.
Okay.
She knows.
No, I mean, like, you don't tell her, "Hey, you need to go get your feet did."
they're rough sometimes.
Oh, man.
You know, gutsy.
You know, women wear high heels and stuff, and it makes their feet all rough.
Have y'all ever tried that?
You were a kid and you ran around barefoot all the time. You probably still do out there.
I don't know
Brushy
how
pond
they,
oh, where yeah, you
we,
live.
We're barefoot.
Barefoot people.
We do.
So your feet are all rough and everything.
Only
and
up like, in the front yard, because that's where all the centipede is.
Yeah.
We got that briar grass.
Yeah, you can't go in the backyard.
The Go-Giver.
The Go-Giver.
Yeah, have you read that by Bob?
I've heard about
Bob Goff.
I haven't.
It's a must listen.
Okay.
I won't say must read. But
can you kind of tell me? I mean, is it like a...
The Go-Giver isn't by Bob Goff. But I will tell you about a book by Bob Goff. It's called Everybody Always.
Everybody Always.
That one, start there. Start with that one.
Yeah. Are these kind of like personal development books or...
Most of them are.
Kind of improve, you know, how can you can...
So Everybody Always is basically, you know, about how Jesus walked the earth in a modern day mentality, you know, and the Go-Giver is a, it's a story about a guy that develops and earns his, or works his business by being the guy that connects and gives and pour out. It's a kingdom of God theology working in the world, you know, like,
so he's
you serve people, you love people, you serve people, love people to death, and you keep doing that, and then your business will grow.
Give more value than you're getting.
Yeah.
Is that kind of
giver's game, man?
Giver's game. So okay. I like that. That goes against the grain a little, doesn't it? I mean, you know, that's not how a lot, you know.
It depends on how you walk, you know.
It depends
on
what grain you're talking
about.
That's
what I mean. I mean, you know, the common, though.
The seed sowing principle is no different than gravity. So, like, if I drop this hat, it has to obey gravity. God created the seed sowing principle just like it created gravity.
Yeah.
I mean, if you understand that, then you're not going against the grain.
Yeah, that sounds good.
With God's science.
I guess what I'm saying, though, is like, it seems like there's not a ton of people doing that in the business world. It seems more about how can I get more of
y'all LinkedIn guys? Y'all on LinkedIn?
How can this financially benefit?
There's a group called faith-driven entrepreneurs.
Really?
And then there's a faith-driven investor.
I guarantee you.
And it's
the
groups of guys, and that's how they run their business.
What's it called?
It's called faith-driven entrepreneurs. And then there's another group called faith-driven investors. So they are training entrepreneurs to be more faith-driven in their business models and how they develop their business and grow their business. Same way with investors. How do you invest in more faith-driven entrepreneurs on your end to grow better?
Yeah, at the end of the day, Michael, and we'll talk a little bit about impact and kind of like our isms of who we are and what we do and why we do it. And
do y'all apply this kind of mentality?
For you to say that like that's against the grain or that's not the norm is just, I guess I'm in a bubble because like our group, it's every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses.
Even if it's not your client.
Right.
You know, when the real estate agent will call and say, hey, we're in a jam and it's not our client, and we'll answer the phone and just say, well, what kind of loan type is it? And help them out and be like, give them our best advice on it, and it's not our client. It's not going to financially benefit us.
You know, there's clients that we can't write a loan for today. That happens 50% of the call, mm-hmm. you know, maybe 25% of the calls. Well, instead of being like, hey, you don't qualify, have a good day, we try to present it in, you'd call it silver lining. What we call it is like, you're either, for us, when you call us, you're either a current client or you're going to be a future client.
Gotcha.
You know, so, hey, you're not there.
You're not kicking them out the door.
Right, right. And that's how that comes from like a personal story for me. When I was 21, 22, like I've always been interested in real estate. I never knew I'd be in it.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Wachovia. I was a business major in entrepreneurship, and I wrote the plan like they told me to write the plan, you know, in school. And
yeah.
I had the numbers. I had it, you know, fully laid out, and I handed it to a banker of, you know, what I was going to do. And the house I wanted to buy, the plan was to rent it out. And they basically laughed me out.
Mm. But that's more the norm, right?
It actually is.
That burn,
right?
I don't know.
Not how you do
it. I'm not working with those people.
But out in the wild,
yeah.
Wouldn't you say that's more of the norm?
That's great for us because if people are getting treated like that, they need to
then go. They can come see you.
They need to come see us.
See something different.
Yeah. So you fast forward like 17, 18 years.
Yeah.
And it became my career and it became a passion to never, you know, be that.
Well, you can help people. A lot of it's just they need help understanding financials that kind of stuff. Like everybody goes to a Belk or somewhere and they're like, do you want to open an account? And they give them all their information. Mm-hmm. They open an account they'll never use.
5% off.
Yeah, mm-hmm. for 5% that one time. But yet,
so
you ran your credit.
I want to say something really nice about Campbell. We're on record, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. It's live.
I'm kidding.
Hey, you can keep this forever.
Yeah.
Record it and put it in your...
It's going to be his ringtone.
Yeah.
Just making sure we're still recording.
It's ringtone forever.
No, so...
Mike was like, still recording.
You know, he comes from an education background, and it was really his catalyst that got... I mean, I was there, but we started going to all the different county schools. Have you ever talked about that?
We haven't.
So he goes to these county schools, and we're actually teaching he's actually teaching the basics of what you're talking about. Like, hey, how does credit work? Why? Yeah. Yes, you do need to have a card, probably not a Belk card, you know, something that's going to earn you some points or something, not 5% off one time. But anyway, I forgot to tell you this. I was at Wells Fargo making a deposit, and the teller came up to me and said, hey, did you go to Fairview and talk to the eighth grade? And I was like, I mean, we've been all over the county. She's like last week. I was like, not me. Yeah, it's Campbell.
Oh, yeah.
The other Josh.
But
the other Josh. That's what the email says. The other Josh at impactmortgage.com. Right.
Philly and Campbell. That's the best way to go about it. But, her son came in from school and was like, Mom, guy came in and told me about mortgages today. Do you know about mortgages? I know about
mortgages. Like, that's awesome.
I thought
this is a thing y'all are doing.
It just goes to like
every
the heart of what we want to do. And again, eighth graders and even seniors aren't going to be buying houses.
Mm-mm. Right.
You know, this is something that like we want to dive back. And that's why we're called Impact. We want to make an impact on our community.
Well, just like you said, when you see something done wrong, like within our industry, and you know better, then you make whatever you can do better.
Yeah, it kind of burns you, though. You know, like it hurts when you hear about somebody doing something like that, you know?
Yeah.
One of those negative things, because now that person has that perception in their brain that that's what that industry is, and that's what we're trying to change.
So y'all are shaking it up a little bit.
We have definitely shook up a lot of things.
Yeah?
Going to Impact, yeah.
We're
Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama, working on Florida.
Dang.
So we can go to any of those places. Yeah. But we've got a team in Tupelo, guy down in
Tuscaloosa,
and then us four up here, and one in Huntsville. So
things have been kind of a lot of extremes in real estate.
Marshall,
you got Red Bay.
It feels like
Red Bay.
Sorry, say it again, Michael.
Last couple of years, 3 or 4 years, real estate's been a little volatile.
Yeah, you can say that. It's a good outsider observation.
you hit the nail on the head.
Y'all been through a lot, yeah. I would say, yeah. Right? Yeah. What's that been like? I mean, to live that as your career.
I got close to God.
Yeah,
I am not gonna joke about it any more than that. It is seriously we don't get a salary,
right?
You know, it's not like I can just, man, if we can just
gotcha.
Get
it,
to the
it depends 15th, on
you know? Yeah,
everybody and coming in,
your faith gets tested,
and
real
you
quick.
Depend on
yeah.
God,
yeah.
It's you're just
I
out
remember,
there.
I remember, I mean, you were a year and a half in, and you had the best year you think it had, and then there's like 2 months where it's like. You're like Philly. I don't know. I'm like.
Can I come mow your yard?
I'm like, brother. This is where
I didn't really ask that.
I said, have you ever not paid your bills? Has he ever not provided?
Right.
Mm-mm. Have you ever not eaten? You know,
God's
you got to go back.
But the fear of that is hard to shake, right?
Yeah. If you let it, but I mean, you either walk in fear or walk by faith.
That's it.
You know.
Yeah. I like that. So where can we find out about Impact? Where are you guys located?
Physically,
yeah.
We're about to move.
Oh, okay. So
I didn't know if you were. I was going to turn to you for that
yeah,
one.
Yeah,
it's a big secret. That I got where
you.
We're going.
Yeah. So you guys are going to be opening up shop in a new location.
So currently we're by Doug Doggett, right there on Cherokee Avenue, or
yeah,
where the south, new where the new town. Waffle House is.
The new Waffle House.
The new Waffle House. That's our back door. Yeah. You walk out of our office.
Y'all eat there a lot.
No, man. I mean, I got up close to
I'm watching
like
my figure.
198 pounds, and I was like, whoa, hold on.
You're putting it on.
I almost dropped.
What's your norm? What's your regular?
I mean, when I was playing ball, I was probably like 180.
Oh, you can't go back to playing ball. Yeah. How long ago was that?
But I was a hard 180, Jared. And yeah, now I'm a solid soft 185.
Okay.
But it's just not the same material.
I tell you a funny story. So my 13-year-old was running her mouth the other day at the soccer field saying, Dad, you're getting fat and blah, 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 and you're not as fast as you used to be. And
which is true, like, but I'm still faster than you.
Yeah, I told her. I said, I know I can beat you.
I like where this is going.
And the grandparents were like, y'all should race. Oh, yeah. And I looked at her. I was like, I don't even race with no shoes on. I'll go barefoot. Mm-hmm. And we did a race for half the soccer field, and I blew her out of the water, and she turned and looked at me. I said, I might be fat and slow, but you're never going to be fast enough to beat me.
There you go. I like it.
But you're always fast.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still in elementary not bad. School.
Yeah. I mean,
you just got to think about like an old cheetah, right? An old cheetah.
it's still a cheetah, though.
Hey, I can catch the hippopotamus or something that don't move too fast, but I'm still a cheetah. Yeah. But just
it's not that burst of speed, not the longevity, right?
So, you know what's the hardest
people,
part?
We got to get our
stopping.
Knees up.
The stopping part is the hardest.
That's getting hard.
Well, like when I started to slow down, I could feel it in my hips.
Yeah.
Like the slowing down, my hips started hurting. Yeah. And I was like, good God, I'm getting old. This is not good.
You're starting to look for
Michael, when's
part
the last
of the
time
you got a pad?
You sprinted. When's the last time you, sprinted?
Well, you got to understand, I've got new hips. So I haven't.
He's RoboCop.
Yeah.
$6 million man.
That's right. Yeah. Titanium in both. So I couldn't tell you. Probably. Like a full-on sprint. Now, I'll be honest, I feel better now than I have in years. So I've probably come
keep
closer.
It that way.
I just saw one of those reels or something.
You're a teenager.
I saw a reel or something on the internet that said, basically, once you're past 30, you never sprint.
You never sprint.
Ever again. And I was like, man.
Could be true.
That, I mean, think about it. Probably is.
Yeah.
Who's out
I'm
there,
actually trying to think.
Who's out
like
there
other
plus
than
30?
Another day to race.
Besides like David Goggins and those guys.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Like superhuman
we
people.
Played soccer a couple years ago. The parents played the kids at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. And, well, you went and, out.
You
went
oh, you full, know me. I can't lose.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so when
like,
I do that
I'm
kind of stuff, I'm like,
to a bunch of
happy-go-lucky
11-year-olds.
I'm not.
No, I was full speed with
I'm
no
tennis
shoes. I'm not
hurting for a week to beat some kids, you know?
Oh, I did. And I didn't have soccer shoes on, the cleats. So when I tried to stop or do anything, I busted my butt like 20 times. It was embarrassing.
That's
but at
awesome.
The same time, guess what? We did lose, though.
I guess that was the bad part.
Yeah.
Now, y'all, all three of y'all played football or no? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Y'all play football, baseball, I know. Mm-hmm. Did you play baseball?
Baseball, basketball.
Basketball? Track. You basketball. Did it all.
I did basketball too.
What did you, really?
Yeah. I did football, basketball, track.
There I did football, basketball, track, and baseball.
No kidding.
Yeah. Up until.
How did you do baseball and track at the same time?
Boy, I didn't
was
do
it tough?
Long. I didn't do it long. My junior year, I dropped it down to football, baseball, basketball.
Yeah.
And then my senior year, I cut basketball out and just focused on baseball and football because there were people actually interested in me, you know, going to the next level in those two. I was like, I'm probably not going anywhere in basketball, you know.
Yeah.
My job was to dribble down and, like, I didn't pass play it basketball to Justin Hollingsworth, you know, or Michael Rutledge, one of those great people who actually were good at basketball.
So. Okay. And tall.
Yeah, that too. Like,
I was sitting there, did you know, 5'7".
Did you do anything after high school?
Yeah. I went and played baseball.
No kidding.
College, where? Yeah. 2 years at Wallace. We were a World Series team.
Really?
Yep. And then went to UNA, finished up there. Those 2 years.
Played baseball at UNA?
Played baseball up there. Roar Lions.
Yeah.
Still love that place. Yeah.
Man, the campus looks nice.
Yeah.
Been up there lately?
Yeah, I have.
They've done
I was
a lot.
Up there. I drive all over Alabama. So my son was playing up there early season. And then after that, I tried to play some indie ball and, you know, try to get into some minor league stuff.
What did you play?
Center field.
Center field.
Center field leadoff.
Okay. I didn't know all this. Yep. That's pretty interesting. So
there's a lot of people from Coleman
that played baseball in college.
Athletes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of athletes around.
That's a testament to that program, you know, because when we were coming up, I mean, how many guys your age went to college and played? In baseball, maybe one with Justin Stringer, right?
Was he a year younger, but he was the only one
out of.
You got to remember, our senior year, we didn't play one home baseball game.
That's true.
That's when they were building the
and
new
his
baseball.
Name, so. His name's still on the plaque.
Nope, I didn't play baseball.
Oh well, everybody else's name.
All
on the
my
plaque.
Friends got me. I didn't play baseball.
Oops,
I couldn't do the baseball.
Yeah,
I did the track instead. But yeah, so. I mean, outside of, obviously, we had Wesley, Jimmy, and Brian all play football.
Yeah, yeah, there was a few.
But anyway, that program, you look at my senior class, we all went and played college. There were only four of us, but we all went and played college. Yeah. The class below that, and ever since then, it's like year after year after year, and then you got a draft guy.
Yeah.
And you're Bowen's third year of head coach?
Third or fourth, yeah.
That's when Bowen was starting to really pick up steam in the program.
And you look at that program now. I mean, I couldn't even count how many guys have gone to college since.
Well, how many went to the major leagues?
Since that started. You could probably count on one hand. Yeah.
Four or five.
And you got a first rounder. You know, you keep going and this program keeps becoming. And, you know, these kids see us win a state championship and they grow up, they're just eating baseball.
We can do that.
Yeah. And, you know, believing in it and seeing it, that's awesome. It happened in basketball. I mean, I hope they can take that and do it with basketball, and it's not a one-time thing. But
so are you pretty – how do you handle the kids with sports? Are you, you know, tough like you are on yourself, or is there some room there?
I mean, I think first off, they can do whatever they want. Like, I'm not going to force you to play.
You're talking about sport? Like
right.
You don't have to play. You're going to let them, they pick whatever.
Right. I want you to be involved. Just like, whatever you want to do, that's kind of my thing. Like, whatever you're going to do, just go do it. You know, like, try to be the best. Try to be the best teammate. Try to be the best at what your thing. And, you know, work outside of practice to be the best. Because if you're just going to practice,
it's not enough.
You're not going to be the best. You know, like, I just want you to have something that you're focused on and, like, eat, sleeping, and
have a little drive.
Yeah,
put a little passion and love into if you're going to do it. Yeah, that's the only thing I tell my kids
before they get to like 12. You know, it's like whatever, Dad. Okay, and then you know, you get to
after that point,
you get Noah. Yeah, and once you get to like 14, and he starts clicking. Like he's becoming a young man. Yeah. You know, he's starting to like maybe Dad kind of
was right.
Yeah, and he, you know, I wake up and like Noah's out in the shop like lifting. Like, nobody told him to. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. He's starting to get it.
Start seeing it.
He's starting to get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I love that. But whatever you do, I don't care what you do. Just let's, number one, be a good sport. Unless you know, there's an issue you got to take care of. Yeah, I'm okay with you being mean, you know, in certain cases.
Did y'all have any issues in high school? Do you remember any particular games where there were some issues?
Yeah.
Every Hartsville game.
That standout.
Every Hartsville game. Is
really? Yeah. It didn't matter what sport.
Walker. Walker. Yeah. Was Walker. Always tough. Yeah. You know, yeah, you'd have guys that, you know, punch in the pink shoe and grab stuff. And
well, especially on the bottom the West Point kids one tore my knee up my senior year on purpose.
Trying to cheap shot you. Yeah. Mm. That stuff exists, you know, and that's not to say like it's prevalent. It's not, but there's that
but
guy.
It's there.
There's that guy. And it's that's what I'm
people
saying.
Do something.
When it's that guy, you go take care of that guy.
Yeah.
You know?
So. Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have – I don't want to say some of the stuff that would happen, but
– there would be a crackback in that game.
Let's just put it this way. When there's a pile of people, what goes on in that pile, depending on where you're at in the pile, it could be bad for you.
Yeah. Anyway, you just –
That's why you try not to get tackled.
Amen.
To get back, just get whatever you're going to do, do it hard.
Yeah. I like that. That's why, you know, the good thing about tennis is there were no piles.
Michael's over there just gracefully.
That's it. You know?
I didn't do the grunt.
Maybe a little mouthing back and forth, but that was about it.
Yeah.
You know? Jaw.
Yeah.
All right, Josh, North or South Walmart?
Oh, South.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
That's it, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not driving up to 157. I'm in Hansville, man.
It's too far.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always feel like I'm not going like to Walmart anyway.
First, I said, did you not hear him earlier? He goes, I don't even go to Walmart.
If I go to Walmart, it'll be like 2 a.m. No, I'm not up at 2 a.m. It'd be like 10 a.m.
To avoid.
Everybody's be at work, and I'll just like take off and go get what I already get. Yeah. Get out of there.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, you guys better go Walmart, whichever one, North or South, and buy toilet paper.
What that is that?
Do you realize 90% of toilet paper in the United States is made in the United States? Like everyone's freaking out over, you know. Well, even though the strike's over now, but everyone's freaking out over the strike, so they go get toilet paper. But if you read it, 90% of it's actually made in the United States.
It's
so it's actually not an actual shipping issue with toilet paper. I don't know. Let's not get
people
on this,
are really worried about not being able to wipe their booty.
It's kind of like when it gets cold, and everyone wants bread and milk. I still don't get that part. Like, you know, I go get a bunch of sodas because you can just stick them outside; they'll stay cold. You know, like
SpaghettiOs.
SpaghettiOs, stuff like canned goods.
If you get bread, you're gonna last like a week. If I get a case of SpaghettiOs, I'm good for a month. I'm good for 6 months or 3 years.
Ramen noodles.
I don't even know when SpaghettiOs expires.
You lived on ramen noodles for. All of college.
For sure.
Say, I'm good at that stuff. Hamburger Helper and Ramen Noodles was my go-to in college.
By the time I was a senior, I had got to where I'd start to get...
Fried egg. My kids do that.
Like some sort of seasoning or whatever.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't even use the packet that they put in there.
Oh, you're doing
I'd eaten it so many times.
Do-it-yourself.
Flavor. Put different season because it still had to eat it, but at least it tasted different.
Yeah. You can get that now at restaurants for some high dollar.
The new Roman or Raymond restaurants where you can.
Wonder what the margin is on that.
Mostly noodles, you know.
I have called nothing but noodles and sent them emails. I thought about bringing one to Coleman because I don't know what it is. I have because. Every time we go to soccer, these tournaments in Birmingham or Huntsville, all the parents in between are like, oh, we're going nothing but noodles. I'm sitting there thinking, man, that'd be a pretty good business, probably a restaurant in Coleman.
Oh, it'd do great.
Yeah,
We were looking. I mean, I was looking at where is it Bed Bath & Beyond or what is the new one in the
shop? Bath & Body Works.
Bath & Body Works, where they went. I wanted that location. Because, you know, my family owned restaurants back when I was in college, and I used to run them when I was at Auburn. So I was like, hey, we'll go back to the restaurant business. But I can't even get a return phone call or an email. And I was
What about the Good Egg? You ever had that?
Nuh-uh.
The Good Egg?
Yeah.
Is it like a breakfast joint like thing?
It's a Scottsdale joint. Yeah, it was. Huh. I didn't know
if they
franchised.
We were to talk after the show and just
get a plan going. All right.
Yeah.
Guys, Josh Phillips, tell us again, Penn High, where is it? How can
well,
we learn
Michael,
about it?
When I was a little girl, I my mother had one job. She worked very hard. Everybody around us was middle class.
He grew up in a middle class family.
This is how we're going to end it. I didn't think you were going to do
You're
it,
welcome.
But you did it.
It's about to close. I'm pulling it out.
I know. Josh, you
I could not. Hey, last video, me and you did was for the Realtor Association, and I did Joe Biden the entire time. Do you remember?
I was like, hey, yes, come on.
Who's coming up here next?
Hey, thank the Lord we have the edit button on this thing. We can edit YouTube out.
Let me tell you.
Hey, he's still recording.
All right, sorry.
Check out Pin High, Climb Building, Rooftop. Both these guys, good guys at Impact Mortgage. If you need anything mortgage related, come talk to them.
Hey, thanks for having us, Mike.
Yeah. This has been another episode of Happy Neighbors. I'm Michael
Happy,
Sapp,
happy, happy.
And I've been here with
Josh Campbell,
Josh Phillips,
Jared Giddens.
All right. Thanks for watching, and catch us next time.